Our story today is called A Good Bad Hair Day. It was a rainy, humid day, the mother of all bad hair days. I was riding on a bus downtown to go to work. The windows in the bus were covered in condensation, so thick you couldn't see outside. Everyone was wilting. I was sitting next to a man in a business suit and didn't pay much attention until we both got off at the same stop and walked to the same newsstand to get a morning paper. The man running the stand was obviously having a bad day. He was rude, abrupt, and unsmiling as we purchased our papers, which just served to only add more gloom to my day. The businessman caught my eye and smiled, and then he proceeded to smile brightly, thank the newsstand proprietor for the paper and for being open on such a morning to make sure we were able to get our papers. In short, he expressed his appreciation for something that most of us would take for granted. The man running the newsstand responded only with a grunt and a sour expression. The businessman then pleasantly wished him a pleasant day. As we turned away, I asked this man why he'd continued to be kind to the newsman when he obviously didn't care or didn't respond to his expression of appreciation and friendliness. The businessman grinned at me and said, "Why would I let someone else control what I say or what I feel or what kind of day I'm going to have?" We then separated to go to our respective workplaces. To this day, I don't know who that businessman was, where he worked, or anything else about him. I never saw him again, even though I looked for him on the bus on other days. He appeared briefly in my life and disappeared just as quickly. I don't even remember what he looked like, but I've never forgotten the words he said or the way his smile seemed like a shaft of light on a gloomy day. That was a good 25 years ago, but the impact this had on my life has lasted. I never had a chance to thank him personally, but the way in which I try to choose to look at life as a result of those words is his legacy to me and my thanks to him. Our interactions with people we encounter can impact at least the next 5 people that person encounters. A smile and words of simple appreciation multiply themselves geometrically. We cannot control people in situations that come to us, but we can always control our response to them. And in such positive decisions lie our control and personal power to make a positive difference. It's something anyone and everyone can do. It's a real legacy that can impact both the present and the future. From Philippians 4:11, "For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.